Well, hello there, and happy Friday to you. I can't have you get started with your weekend yet, because you got to weigh in on this topic. It's going to be a good one. This is the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Absolutely an amazing day, and this whole entire broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is going to be dedicated to grandparents. That's right, grandparents. So if you're a grandparent, you want to call in. If you want to honor your grandparents that are still with us, please do so and tell us one beautiful thing about them, especially if it's a spiritual thing. If your grandparents went on to meet the Lord, tell us in memory of them something that we should know about your grandparents. This is a beautiful feast day. I love this day. Actually, my middle name is Anne, so I've always been very... interested in this day today, July 26th, on the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. And I will tell you that it's a beautiful time for us to honor those that really persevered in their faith, handed down the faith, raised families, worked hard, maybe came from other countries, and really just wanted their family to be fruitful and to grow and to be pleasing to God. So it's all about grandparents today. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back next week. You have me today. I have you. So don't get started with your weekend. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. And yes, I am a grandparent of three children, and it's a beautiful thing. And we really want to hear from those that are grandparents and those that want to honor their grandparents. Very important show today. So please fill up those phone lines and shout out to the world. That's right. It's a worldwide platform here on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Please shout to the world about grandparents. We need to get louder than what the world is telling us about our seniors, because as you know, there's a lot of talk out there about how as people grow older, they're not really important anymore. We don't have to honor them. We don't have to respect them. We don't even have to give them the dignity of life, even in certain places of the world. That's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And so, offensive to God. It just absolutely breaks his commandments. And so please, today is the day that you want to fill up every single phone line. Matt Kabinsky's waiting for your call. Here we go. And we're going to shout to the world how much we love our grandparents. We already got Dave from Annunciation Radio weighed in and said Grandma Rose wants to thank Grandma Rose for giving him, his wonderful chance in so many things. And he's sitting here today because of Grandma Rose. I want to thank Grandma Mary. That was my mother's mother. Amazing woman who prayed the rosary all the time. She gave birth to five children. One became a very wonderful priest, and one became a beautiful Dominican sister who's still alive today and doing well in Caldwell, New Jersey, 98 years old, Sister Carmel Lavalsi. And I love grandparents. Let's talk about it. Let's go. Ready? I'm going to give the number. Here you go. It's a race to the phones to see who can get in first. 833-288-EWTN. You see how simple it is to remember? Put it on your refrigerator, please. 833-288-3986. Okay, we're honoring grandparents today on the feast day of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary, the grandparents of Jesus. Okay, this is an important show, you guys. There you go. There goes the phone lines. Let's really talk about grandparents today. And you know, we always talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And let's face it, we're in a world right now where it's very dishonoring of the elderly. And if maybe you have been really disrespected by your children and grandchildren, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it today and see if we can come to a spiritual plan to help with that. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So let me tell you who's the show team today. We've got Ace McKay on the controls doing a fine job. Matt Kabinsky's answering calls. Everybody loves Matt. Michael McCall's on social media. I'm waving to you guys. Yes. Hi, you guys. Great job on social media. Please call a friend, tell a friend that this program is happening to honor grandparents. Yep, we're going to go against the world. Okay, the world is really disrespectful to our seniors. I just can tell you, I've worked in the senior area for many years in the insurance industry, and then when I was taking care of my mom and dad for a combined total of almost 14 years, and it's horrible. And it's time for us to lift up those that have really worked hard to raise families, to serve in the military, to do all those daily chores and activities to keep the family going strong, to build up the family, to teach the faith. Okay, many of our grandparents were their first catechists. Okay, let's go, you guys. Fill up those last phone lines. Please don't get started with your weekend yet. It really bums me out because I love when there's full phone lines. So in the next couple minutes before we hit the pause button, let's have all of those lines lit up and let's really get louder than the lies of this world, okay? And tell everybody how fantastic and how much we appreciate and how much we love our grandparents. And if you are a grandparent, you know, share the beauty of that. It's wonderful. You know, a lot of people joke around. They said if they knew that grandparenting was so good, they would have skipped over the kids and went right to being grandparents. I mean, that's pretty funny. Okay, so let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'm waiting for those last phone lines. Matt's really busy today. This is a great Friday. Thanks, you guys. You're keeping me company. I love that. You know, I don't like to be alone. I'm the youngest child of six kids. I don't like to really be alone. When all of my brothers and sisters, they were a lot older than I was, and they all went off to college, I was really bummed because the house was really quiet and my mother wouldn't let me get a pet. So it was like super quiet. It was just me and my mom and dad. And, you know, that didn't go well. So I need a lot of activity. I need a lot of noise. We need a lot of just really getting out there and telling the world about our grandparents and what it's like to be a grandparent. So please call in. This is your show, your opportunity, a very unique platform to come together as the body of Christ and to really make a difference in this world. That's what it's all about, you guys. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Pick up that last open phone line. Can't wait to talk to you when I come back. Shouting to the world today how much we love grandparents. So please call in. Don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN. We're going to get to Kate in Newark, Ohio. Hold on, Kate. Don't go anywhere. I just want to share with our Take Two family another item that I think you might really love. The wool brown scapular with Benedictine metal. It's the brown scapular. It's a beautiful sacramental. It's a gift that was first given from Mary to St. Simon Stock. And this scapular, I think, is really a must-have. It's because I like how they did it. So listen to this. Each side of the cord measures about 15 inches for a total opening of 30 inches. And on the front is a picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And on the back is a picture of St. Jude. It comes with the blessing of the Holy Scapular. So I love that, which may be used by your local priest when blessing this scapular. So make sure you have it blessed by your priest and enrolled in the scapular if you haven't been already. Available now at EWTNRC.com, free standard shipping on online orders of $75 or more. Standard shipping applies to the continental U.S. only. But you have to use the code FREE at checkout. Okay, so there's we're getting a lot of calls on the brown scapular, especially in July. For the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Okay, we're going to get to Kate. Kate's in Newark, Ohio on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Kate. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You are first up. That's a really good position to be in.
Yes, and I really don't have a question. I just want to tell you thank you for praising and honoring our grandparents. I am so blessed to have my grandma Rosemary and my grandma Nomi, who are in heaven, But they had taught me so much while they had their time here on earth. And I know that they're still looking down on us and our families and praying for us as we continue to journey with our children and their grandchildren. Mm. And their legacy lives on through us. And I'm so grateful that they taught us how to live the faith and how to continue to encourage the faith, even in the trying times that you talk of. I do have a grandfather, Don, who is still living, and he is faced with some memory issues, but his faith does not shake. He is very grounded in his faith, and I do attribute that to his wife, Rosemary. And I'm very grateful for his example and for the example that Catholic grandparents have on our lives.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What a great tribute to your grandparents, Kate. Yeah. Was that always instilled in your family? Because you have such a beautiful respect for them.
Absolutely. You know, when growing up, we always went to Sunday Mass. My father was a great example of what we should do and how we should learn. He didn't preach to us, but he continued to live by example. And then my mother, who is now in heaven also, or I believe she's in heaven with the Lord, she prepared us for the moments of not having our parents or grandparents in our lives. And
wow.
We're just so, again, yes, so instilled at youth and in our young lives. And, you know, I went to Catholic school, but my brother did not, but he still has that true love and passion for Christ, because without Christ, things are not possible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry for the loss of your mom. Can I have the prayer book out because I'm honoring grandparents. Can I add your mother to our prayer book?
Absolutely. So she is a grandma. I have 5 children and my sister has 3. So we can definitely honor Sharon Hill Stickle is her name. And she looks out for us. I know she's where she's supposed to be with the Lord.
Beautiful. Wow. Well, Kate, I love your heart. You have a that's beautiful. And then you were the perfect first caller. So thank you so very much. Got your whole family in the book. Now, Kate, you can get started with your weekend. With the 5 kids, you got probably a busy weekend. So Kate's going to free that phone line for somebody to pick it up and shout about being a grandparent. You can share the good, the bad, and the ugly. So there's some things that are happening with grandparenting these days. Or you want to honor your grandparents. They're still with us. Or in memory of your grandparents, please, now is the time to call in. Don't wait till the end of the show because I don't like leaving people on the line. So please call in now. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Why are we honoring grandparents today? Because it's not even like the National Grandparents Day, because it's the feast day of the parents of Mary, Saints Joachim and Anne. And so this is the feast day, July 26th. So we dedicated it to grandparents. So let's hear what Mary Ann has to say in North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Mary Ann. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. I just want to share that my parents are great-grandparents, and they have a lot of grandchildren. They have 56 grandchildren, 141 great-grandchildren, and 17 great-great-grandchildren.
Wow.
So a total of 214. They had 15 kids. I was the 10th, 12 girls, and the rest were boys. I say they have sainthood, my dad for raising 12 girls and my mom for going through all those labors. But they were very good Catholics. They're great witnesses. They made weekly holy hours. They went to daily Mass. And even on Sundays, sometimes they'd go to 2 Mass. My mom was just constantly praying. Whether she was watering flowers, she had a prayer book in her hand, or on the treadmill saying the Divine Mercy. My kids loved going to the farm and being with their grandparents. They just had a great time there. You know, and life wasn't easy for my parents. Their third child died when he was 1 year old. And just other issues. They were dairy farmers in dry western North Dakota. So life was not easy. But they never gave up. They were just a great witness to the Catholic faith and all of their family. So that's what I wanted to talk about my parents today that were great-grandparents.
Could you give us their first names for the prayer book?
Yes, Stephen and Rose.
Is it with a V or a PH?
PH.
Okay, got it. Nice, Rose. I love that. So I love how you said that your mom was constantly praying. That's exactly how I remember my grandmother, my mom's mom. She was constantly praying. When she was gardening, she was praying. She was praying the rosary. You would interrupt her. She would say hello. She would talk, and then she'd go back to praying. I mean, and she'd pray for the whole family. And it was amazing. Like they never stopped in prayer. So that's kind of what I'm guessing that happened in your household, which what you were saying is a really good witness. Well, I think that's clear. I mean, look at your family. I mean, over a couple hundred, offspring, the legacy goes on from your parents. Wow. That's incredible. I hope you guys have written a book on your family.
Somebody's to it. Yeah. They were great grandparents, great parents, a great Catholic example.
Yeah.
You know, rosary daily. I mean, They taught their kids well.
Well, they stayed the course. They were faithful. They persevered. They knew their faith. They stayed grounded in their faith, and they did what God commanded, and they did it well. Look at what it has produced. I mean, wow. You're awesome, Marianne. Thank you so much for weighing in today and honoring your parents and the beautiful family that you get to be a part of. That is incredible. I want to be part of that family. That is so cool. Okay, the number to dial, Marianne just freed that phone line. Come on, you guys, don't get started with your weekend. This is like the fastest hour in Catholic radio. So let's go. Don't wait till the end. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986 is the number to call to honor your grandparents, or if you want to shout to the world about you being a grandparent, how much you love it, what you love about it, now is the time to do it. Let's hear what Charles has to say, driving through New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Charles.
Oh, hi. You kind of caught me off guard there.
Are you driving, or did you pull over safely to the side of the road?
Oh, I've got a Bluetooth that just the beep caught me.
Oh, good. Okay. So tell us, you want to honor your grandparents or what's the scoop?
Oh, I don't have any kids. I wanted to talk about my grandma Eleanor, my dad's mom.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about
I don't have a lot of memories of her because I was still pretty young when she passed on. I was six, but I still have fond memories of making the 3.5-hour drive to go visit her at the nursing home. Dad wanted her closer, but she wouldn't have it. Mm-hmm. So he had her where she wanted to be, had to respect her wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And we did happen to make a couple other friends at home, and everybody just lit up when we went there. That I do remember. And
I have a question for you, Charles. When you went to go visit your grandma Eleanor, was she sad when you guys left from the visit, or was she hopeful that, you know, you were going to come back again and visit her? Like, what was her demeanor like?
Probably a little of both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was a long drive, so we couldn't do it often, but she did know we'd do it every chance we could. Dad had to work a lot of overtime, so
wow.
He was the only income.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you have really fond memories, and you were so young, a young boy at the time. So that is, but what, so tell me what you can remember about her personality. Like what did she do that you just always remembered, Eleanor?
They would talk a lot, and she'd laugh just watching me run around the place.
Oh, I love that. That is so sweet. So, you know, I'm really happy that your dad did that, that, you know, he took you on the ride with him to visit your grandmother. That is really, I think, precious. Oftentimes, parents don't do that because they don't want to, you know, that it's hard for the children. But it sounds like it really made a beautiful, lasting impact in your life, Charles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Even though what she looked like, that has faded because it's been 30 years next Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow. She passed on Christmas Eve. Wow. Do you have pictures of her? You probably have pictures, don't you?
We have home movies. Unfortunately, they're VHS.
And
we've gotten nothing to place them.
Yeah. Wow.
So I got to find a way to get those converted.
That would be, there you go. That would be a gift to yourself to have forever. I love that. Charles, thank you so much. We've got Eleanor in the book and your whole family. Okay, safe driving through New York now. Thank you. Now you can get going with your weekend. Wow. See, I love these stories. This is important, and we need to shout this to the world. So let's hear what Alice has to say in Houston, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Alice.
Hi, let me turn my radio off.
Okay, sounds great.
I wanted to honor my grandmother. Her name was Dolores. Mm-hmm. And she always blessed us. They didn't go to mass or anything. I don't remember them going to church. But I do remember that every time we left, she would bless us.
She would wait. Hold on. Hold on one second. She wouldn't go to mass, but she would bless you. How did she do that? Share with us.
She would give us a blessing, you know, on our forehead.
Oh, I love that.
She would give us a blessing and you know, pray that we would get home safe.
Wow.
So that's what I remember about my grandma. Mm-hmm. My grandpa, he was a mean grandpa, but he ended up dying in our home. My mother was the oldest. They were eight, and my mother was the oldest, so he ended up staying with us when he died.
Mm.
So those are the memories I remember of them. Mm-hmm. But I am a grandmother, and I have seven, and I love them dearly. Some are grandchildren, and some are extended. You know, they came with the marriage, but I love them all the same, exactly the same. Today is a special day for us because it's my daughter's anniversary and marriage anniversary, and my grandchild Joseph, the youngest, is his birthday today.
Oh,
so we
wow.
love Saint Anne and Saint. We love St. Anna and St. Joaquin, and we always pray to them for
Cute.
Both of them, Joseph and Jennifer.
Yeah, Joseph and Jennifer. Okay, I put your whole family in the book. Wow, you got a lot of celebrations today. This was the perfect day for you to call in and shout to the world about your parents and also being a grandparent. I love that. Wow. Way to go. Happy birthday anniversaries. I mean, you've got a lot to be grateful for. That's wonderful. Alice, thank you so much. One quick question before you go, real fast. You said that your dad was not very nice. Did he soften up and become a little bit better towards the end, or did it go all the way to the end like that?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. I'm sorry. Your grandfather.
My grandfather. You know, I was young. I think I was 10 or 11 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about that age. So really, I don't remember. But I guess that you could say he became a good person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the reason why I ask that is typically that tends to happen. People come full circle and they start to realize that they need to, you know, make amends and, you know, repair things. Alice, thank you so much. You hear the music. We're going to hit the pause button. When I come back, more of your calls, Dan and Ellie and Abby and the others. There's an open phone line if you'd like to shout to the world about being a grandparent or about your grandparents. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. We're honoring grandparents today, parents today, whatever works for you. If you're a grandparent, you'd like to honor or in memory of those special people that gave birth to you, gave you life, raised you, took care of you, gave you a chance to really keep going, did all the hard work and did it without the thank yous and everything. It's just so amazing. On this beautiful feast day of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of our Blessed Mother, the grandparents of Jesus. So we dedicated the whole show. Let's get back to the phones and let's hear more about grandparenting from Dan in Kansas City, Kansas, on our friends at Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. It's Friday. I love Fridays.
I get it. What a wonderful show. I want to thank you for doing the show. My wife and I are the grandparents of 16 kids and look to have more. So we're celebrating today in a big way with all of them as well.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute. So you, how many children did you and your wife raise?
Four.
And out of the four, uh-huh, you've got 16 grandkids?
We do. And that was when I left home this morning. I don't know, you know, by now we could have more. So, yeah, 16. And then about 7 years ago, my wife and I actually started an apostolate for grandparents called Legacy of Faith. Mm-hmm. And so we're busy running around to parishes and putting on seminars for grandparents on being intentional Catholic grandparents. So we're active in the space.
Okay, I totally love that apostolate. Can you give me, I want to check it out. The website is Legacy of Faith?
Legacyoffaith.org.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, so we've spoken to hundreds of grandparents trying to get them to realize the vocation they have as grandparents, because when we became grandparents, it's like, well, do we step back? Do we step in? And so after some years of prayer and study, we launched this, and we've been very blessed. In fact, I don't mean to make it a commercial, but we're doing a retreat for grandparents up in Steubenville with Scott and Kimberly come December, so we're hoping to roll it out even stronger throughout the country. So
nice.
It's good to be a grandparent.
I can hear it in your voice. Dan, can you give us your wife's first name? I want to put your ministry in our book, and we're going to pray that it does go really far and wide. Can you give me your wife's first name?
Yeah, her name is Linda.
Linda. Okay, so mm-hmm. I've got you in the book. The Take Two family is going to be praying. What a beautiful ministry for you guys to be doing. And thank you, because it's needed. As you know, you're probably running into a lot of things. We see it in the life coaching side. The world's telling us a different story about grandparents. So I'm sure you're up against that as well.
We are, but, you know, grandparents are really hopeful people generally. I mean, I've never met a faithful Catholic grandparent who did not want to spend eternity with their grandkids. I just have never met one. So all they're looking for is a reason why and some steps as to how to begin. And I once they're equipped that way and they're educated about that, they're ready to go. And there's just so much they can do. There's such a big influence in lives.
Wow. I love it. Oh, and I love your enthusiasm, your passion. I can hear it in your voice. You're really loving what you're doing in this ministry. And with all those grandkids, it must be a blast. 16 when you guys, are you all in the same area, or do you do like a reunion or anything like that?
We're about 4 or 5 miles apart here in Kansas City. So everybody's here. We have dinner with everybody every Sunday night, all 26 of us. And so we're pretty intentional about being connected both individually and collectively as we move through this.
Well, okay, so I think I've got the picture. If you're going to do those Sunday dinners, if I just slip into the back door, you won't even notice me. I'll sit in the corner and just eat a little and just have all the activity, okay?
You got it. We'd love to have you. We never know. Everybody seems to bring somebody as well. I joke that my wife doesn't get that whole Sunday day of rest thing. She's we're cooking or I'm barbecuing, but we're busy on that day. But it's a great way to spend time. We get to pray together, eat together, play together, fight together. It's wonderful.
I love it. Oh, Dan, what a beautiful contribution you made today in this conversation. Keep going and keep growing. And I'm going to check out your website, legacyoffaith.org. Thank you, Dan, so very, very much for weighing in on this topic. Wow, that was such a treat. I hope everybody else could hear the excitement in Dan's voice about being a parent and grandparent. So let's hear what Abby has to say in Spokane, Washington on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Abby. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. I'm doing great. So tell us about grandparents.
Well, I had two sets of grandparents, one on my dad's side, one on my mom's. Both of them were heavily involved in all of their kids' lives and very influential in our Catholic faith. And we had the families that got together weekly after Mass. And, I was really heavily influenced by both my grandmas, one side Irish, one side German, different kind of cultural experiences and ways of showing affection. But my parents were very honoring of their own parents, and both of my parents are gone, and they died in their 60s, so kind of early. And I just remembered, you know, my grandma, when she ended up, my mom's mom, in a nursing home, we'd go to visit her every single day. So, and then there were people that my mom said they never get visitors, so let's go see them. So we'd go say hi to them and everything. So kind of learn not to be afraid of old people or that they didn't have something to offer. And I think it also directed me toward my, you know, vocation of being a nurse.
I knew it. I had a funny feeling you were going to say that. Go ahead.
Anyway, and my own, we have four kids. And only one daughter is married so far, and they have a little girl. And my daughter and her husband have chosen a different direction for their Catholic faith and have abandoned it. And so their daughter, little...
Oh, Abby, I think did I lose you?
Life.
Okay, Abby, rewind about 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. So your granddaughter, you were talking about your granddaughter.
Yeah, so my daughter and her husband have decided to not raise her in their Catholic faith. They've mm-hmm. abandoned it.
Mm-hmm.
So they let us babysit her, and, you know, we pray with her and all that kind of thing. So we have an influence on her, and we have, it's part of like giving us a really good reason to pray
mm-hmm.
and, you know, bring her to Mass. And, you know, they haven't squabbled about that or anything. So that's, we just take advantage of every minute that we get to spend with her here. And they've let us babysit her, overnight for a couple nights and mm-hmm. while they've gone out of town. And
sure.
So I hope that we can be as influential as our grandparents were to both of us and both my husband and I, and that she'll have, you know, that non-fear of old people and the honoring of old people. And anyway, Mass this morning was celebrated by an amazing priest with a just amazing message. He was subbing at the regular parish.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really wonderful, and I just hope all the grandparents are blessed and happy to have whatever time they can with their grandkids.
Yeah. Well, great, great call. And let me just share something, Abby, because this is going to help other grandparents all around the world listening to this program. The fact that you have access and you can babysit your granddaughter, even though your children decided to do it a different way when raising your granddaughter in the faith, your influence, your exposure, your demeanor, you know this, everything's going to radiate through you and to that, to your little grandchild. And that's a beautiful thing. And it will leave an impact. And that's another reason why we did this show, is to show everyone, to show the world how much of an impact grandparents do make on children for a lifetime. Just go back to Charles's call, who was driving through New York. He was a little boy when he visited his grandmother in the nursing home. Okay, it has an impact. So I love that. And then the other thing I wanted to tap into, I just had a funny feeling you were going to tell me you were in a nursing background, because when children are exposed to those beautiful works of mercy at a young age, okay, we know this from religious education. When they're exposed, like your mother exposed you to visiting other people, to not be afraid to go to nursing homes, not be afraid to visit, you know, the elderly, it instills this desire inside of people typically to want to serve and give back and to nurture and to care for. So it doesn't surprise me that you went into the nursing profession. I just think that is amazing. I love that. God bless your mom for doing that and exposing you. And I think that is really important. In this day and age, a lot of times with this new parenting kind of skills that people are learning, they are a little bit hesitant in exposing their children to death or even to illness or sickness. I think that's very unfortunate. There's ways to do it, and children need to learn at an early age how to deal with loss and how to deal with things how they can handle it. But you just can't avoid things of life, because then they're shocked. They don't know how to cope with it. But Abby, great call. I put your whole family in the book. We're going to be praying. Thank you for sharing today. I just am so grateful to you. We're going to move to Ellie in Kansas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ellie. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having this show. What a beautiful testament to grandparents. Mm-hmm. I can identify with Abby there a little bit. I'm a grandmother to two and two other bonus granddaughter. So anyway, we're very blessed in that regard. Our children have decided as well not to embrace the Catholic faith. So that's been just, you know, something that's purple on our hearts. And we are fortunate as well to get to babysit, you know, whenever we can, and just try to pray with them, and definitely something to take with us in prayer. Daily watching over them. But I did want to share, I've got grandparents.
Oh, did I just lose you? Oh, okay. I think I just lost you. If you want to call back real quickly, Matt'll push you to the front of the line so we can hear the end of the story. I'm so sorry. You wanted to share something else. Somehow it got disconnected. Please forgive us, Ellie. Call back though. 833-288-3986. In the meantime, let's move over to Emily. Emily is our youngest listener today and contributor to this broadcast from Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Emily. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, sweetheart. How old are you?
8.
Wow. You're an amazing 8-year-old. So go ahead. Tell us what you wanted to actually share with the world, what you want to today.
Well, the fun part about my grandma is, grandma on my mother's side, is she always plays games with me whenever I come.
I love it. And what do you call her, Emily? What do you call grandma?
Grandma.
Nice, nice. Okay, keep going. Tell us what else you love about grandma.
Well, that's really all I can remember right now.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And then my grandpa... Mm-hmm. After mass, he used to always ask if we were a good girl or a good boy during mass. And then mom would sometimes say I was, or we were. And then he would give us a Smartie.
He would give you Smarties? I love that. So you kind of you looked forward to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now he's stopped. Mm-hmm. Pens that he puts in his shirt pocket, and then every time you see him, he has one in it, in his shirt pocket, and we always try to steal it from him, and then later on, or after we take it, then we put it back in his pocket.
I love it. And he lets you do that? It's kind of, that's another game, right? You like playing that, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then on the 4th of July, every 4th of July, mm-hmm. when we celebrate it, he gives us rides up and down on his golf cart, up and down the hill.
I love that. I love that. My kids used to get rides on the golf cart too. That's so much fun. Does he ever let you like sort of drive it a little?
Not that I can remember.
Not that you can remember. Okay. Very cool. Emily, you are amazing. Thank you so much for honoring your grandparents. I think it's beautiful. Your voice is precious, and I can tell you already the whole Take Two family loves you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sweetheart. Call us anytime. Thank you. Let me just share real quickly, folks, about Catholic Answers Live. It's Monday through Friday night at 6 Eastern on EWTN Radio. Cy Kellett takes your calls and talks today with his guests and the calls that are coming in all about theology and apologetics. Ellie called back. Thank you, Ellie. We got to Emily in the meantime, our 8-year-old listener. So, Ellie, welcome back.
Oh, hi, how are you?
good. So you were finishing the story.
Yes. Sorry, I think I got cut off somehow, but I was just going to share as well that I had a couple sets of grandparents that I believe are so influential. They both, you know, passed since now, but I can distinctly remember my mom's grandparents. They both passed when I was about 7 and 8, but oddly enough, my husband, who obviously I didn't know at the time then, they had attended the same church, and so he would drive into town mm-hmm. at a youngish age on a tractor for daily mass, and he would see my grandparents sitting in daily mass in church, and he says, I always kind of wonder, maybe they had something in mind there for maybe someday, you know, having us come together. You just never know anyway, because, you know, he would be coming into daily mass to serve. And they would be just present there, and I wouldn't know that, obviously, because I lived several miles from them. But my other set of grandparents, I can remember spending the night at their house, mm-hmm. and they, you know, maybe fall asleep in their chairs, and I'd be on my couch because I didn't want to go to sleep while Grandma and Grandpa were still up, and we might be watching Groucho Marx or something like that, and I might doze off, and then I would wake up, and they had shut the TV off and they were praying the rosary. And I always knew I didn't want to go to bed until after they would pray the rosary. And I was trying really hard, you know, to keep my eyes awake for that. But there have been just so many times over the years, you know, when my faith has been challenged and, you know, questions would arise. And I would go back to those moments of when, you know, that they were just so faithful with that every single night, no matter what. They would, even if they dozed off, they would still pray that rosary. And anyway, that's just been instrumental in helping me with my faith, because I'm hopeful that, you know, with my own children who have chosen not to practice the faith, that when I have these moments with my grandkids, that maybe there are seeds being planted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got kind of emotional when you were talking, Ellie, because you can just picture, you know, these grandparents that no matter what, you know, whether they were tired, whether they were hungry, whether there was things to do, they made faith a priority. They made their prayers something that was important. And you know, I could visualize it, and it just feels right, you know. And I wish that for the younger generation. I know that a lot are coming back to more traditional values and practices at home, but it's so healthy to have that connection to God. And see, it left that huge impact on you. And as you were talking, it made me think of my grandmother too. Ellie, you're awesome. Thank you so much for calling back. We appreciate it. Have a beautiful weekend. Okay, Emily, our 8-year-old listener and caller today, you got the prize today for best call from the Take Two family. I'm getting all these messages. They love you. They love you to pieces. They think you're precious. And the way you honored your grandparents was just so amazing today. So thank you, Emily, for calling in. Call us anytime. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia on the TuneIn Radio app is up next. Hello, Marie.
Well, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm losing my sound on your end a little bit, calling from my cell phone. But I just want to say that grandparents are a big thing in our family. We all remember them. We talk about them. In my husband's job, we had to transfer a lot. They were always so faithful to coming to visit with us wherever we lived. Anyway, they're gone now, and we have been married going on 66 years, and we have, let me just collect my thoughts here a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. You go right ahead.
Okay, good. You can. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. We have three kids and six grandchildren, and we are now expecting number four of great-grands.
Wow.
So we are just so delighted. But I just want to give you a little history about how faith-filled grandparents have influenced our lives. You know, we grew up with strictly Catholic education, and we grew up, even with that, of being more closed about sharing our faith with one another. We each had a prayer time. And one day I said to my husband, why don't we just join together and say our prayers together? Mm. And he said, oh, I don't know. I'm comfortable with my prayers right now. But anyway, he thought about it and he said, yeah, let's try it. So this was about 4 or 5 years ago. It's been a long time that we decided that we would sit across from each other at the dining room table and say our prayers together. And we always pray individually for each of our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, along with whatever, you know, issues can come up. And, of course, with that many people involved, there's always issues. But anyway, I just feel so grateful to the Lord because he's brought us that way. And also would like to say that we make frequent trips, to visit with Jesus.
Wow.
In the chapel of our church, and he's just been so good to us. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty much all that I wanted to say. We've been very blessed.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. But Marie, I just have to ask you this because we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of people trying to pick up, you know, tips and tools and things that they can use in their family. So you felt prompted by the Spirit to go to your husband and say, we need to change the way we're praying and we're going to do this together. Did I hear that correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, you did. And we both now have a tremendous respect and devotion to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's a winner right there. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing today. And God bless your beautiful family. I put you all in the book. Way to go. Thank you for calling in today. I'm going to try to squeeze in Maria from San Antonio, Texas. And Maria's on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I was calling because I was going to talk about my grandfather in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I only met him maybe for a couple of days. But he was a tough dad to my dad, but he was a great grandpa for that little moment that I had in my life.
Wow. Wow. What was his name?
You know what? My dad never talked about him.
Mm.
I don't even know what his name was.
Okay.
And okay. He spoke Spanish and I spoke English, but it seemed like we kicked off not knowing what we're both talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he was a great person, I guess, because he didn't have his wife passed away when they were young. So I think it was just a hard time for him to be a dad to kids and sure. Be a mom at the same time.
Sure. Well, let me just share something. You just shared it with the world, and we know that all of heaven is watching. So you just honored your grandfather, and I think that is so beautiful, Maria. Thank you for doing that, and I put you guys in the book. Thank you. I'm going to squeeze in Steve from Toledo, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Steve, you only got about a minute, but take it away.
Quick story. When I was very young, like 18, 19 years old, I was hitchhiking through the country. And I came across the Sioux Reservation where I stayed for several days and worked and got a little cash and then moved on.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until years later I found out that my Polish grandmother, whom I love very much, was sending them a check every single month out of what little she was getting.
Wow.
And it was just kind of cool the way that came around, you know, later in my life.
That's yeah, full circle. Wow.
Yeah.
I could feel the Holy Spirit as you were telling that story. You see, God connects all the dots. God brings everybody together. That's what the body of Christ is all about. Steve, awesome way to end this discussion today about and honoring grandparents. Beautiful. Amazing day today. We got to thank the parents of Mary, Saints, Joachim and Anne, thank you for being the grandparents to Jesus. Wow. Great day today. Great show. Thank you to all the affiliates carrying this program. Hugely popular today. So thank you for that. Thank you to the show team. Matt, great job on the phones. Ace McKay at the controls. Michael McCall on social media. I didn't even get to all the social media, but I love you guys. Keep the conversation going. You can always email us. take2@ewtn.com. On Monday, Jan, our listener, suggested this topic: how do I know if I'm following God's will? Ooh, that's going to be a good show on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.